You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Write Michigan Short Story Contest is the only fiction contest that's exclusive to Michigan writers. It's a joint effort of the Kent District Library and Schuler Books of Grand Rapids. The contest is now in its fifth year, and submissions are up 200% from last year. Heidi Nagel is with the Kent District Library. Heidi, welcome.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I'm excited to speak with you.
This must be exciting to see submissions up so much over last year.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of a work in progress, and one of the things that we've found is that the writers who participate one year come back the next year. So we've been able to not only grow our audience, but have repeat submissions from writers all around the state.
What gave you that idea of starting a short story contest that's exclusively for Michigan writers?
This idea was originated with our executive director at Kent District Library, Lance Werner, who was listening to an NPR story on Michigan radio about the challenges that publishers were having in vetting and finding quality writers. Everybody is looking for that next big breakthrough bestseller, and we kind of thought about it and thought that one of the wonderful areas where writers live and thrive is in their local public libraries and in their independent bookstores. So it just kind of became a partnership with Schuler Books and their imprint Chapbook Press, and we thought we could generate this opportunity for writers all around the state, and we really wanted it to be for young people as well. So it just sort of launched the first year. We weren't quite sure what to expect, and now we're in the fifth year, and we've added a Spanish language category this year. We're very excited to provide that inclusive opportunity for residents in Michigan. It's just a wonderful event and an opportunity for people who may be sort of laboring on their stories in secret around the state, and this is a chance to bring them all together.
Put them out in the sunshine.
Exactly.
Get those stories out there. And so adding that Spanish language category now gives you four. So you have youth, young adult, adult, and now Spanish language. Who can participate in the contest?
Any resident of the state of Michigan is welcome to participate in the contest. The contest runs from the beginning of September through the end of November. Right now we are in the process of reviewing all of those stories. Each submission is reviewed independently and anonymously by two different volunteer reviewers, and that's how we determine the top 10 semifinalists in each category.
What does the winner get?
Well, the top 10 semifinalists, then those stories go in a PDF format on the writemichigan.org website for public voting, and we present a $250 cash prize for the reader's choice in each category. So that's solely based on the public vote. Then we also have our judges' choice category, and there is a winner and a runner-up. The winner receives a $250 cash prize. The runner-up gets $100 in each category, and we have different sort of celebrity judges for each category. Often that includes the winner of the previous year's category, then becomes a judge. So it's a great way to kind of keep them in our family for Write Michigan and also give them an opportunity to share the wonderful positive experience they've had with other writers.
And I got to imagine for a writer, it's not so much about the dollar amount, but the artistic nourishment, if you will, of having something that you've been working at in private out there and also winning acclaim and winning votes.
Well, yeah, it's winning acclaim, it's winning votes, and then the second piece of that is also that they get their story published in an anthology and they become a published author. So we do an anthology with Chapbook Press of Schuler Books of the winning stories of the Judges' Choice runner-up, Reader's Choice, and then the top three vote-getting, we call them published finalists. So each category has five or six stories printed in the anthology, and then, like I said, they all become a published author at that point.
I'm interested whether geographically you find, do your writers come from any particular areas of the state, or is it all across Michigan?
It is all across Michigan. We've created a Google map that I'm looking at. We have submissions from Houghton all the way down to, I think it's Three Oaks, right on the Indiana border. We've got submissions from Bad Axe, from Boyne City, just all across the state. We've really worked hard to promote the story contest through all different venues around the state. We work with Michigan libraries all around the state to promote it. Many libraries have writers groups who meet in their facilities. They really help to partner with us, promote this opportunity to people in their regions and geographies around the state. It really is a broad distribution. We've reached out to schools all around the state and spoken with teachers. A lot of teachers, particularly in high school, may make this a creative writing assignment, and we get great submissions through that around the state as well.
Heidi, what have you learned personally about writing in Michigan, writing by Michiganders through doing this contest over these past few years?
Every year we do an award ceremony, and we have Michigan author who writes the foreword to the anthology and presents the keynote address at the award ceremony, and we follow that with a book signing. I will tell you, it is the most rewarding thing I've done in 20 years as a librarian, is to see particularly the young people. They come, they're dressed up, they're nervous. They sit at a table with their little name badge on it, and complete strangers come up to them and tell them how much they enjoyed their story and ask for their autograph. And what I have learned is that there are people all around Michigan who are incredibly talented, who have been holding a story in their heart, and when they share that with others, they are rewarded and it can change their life and they realize their dreams are possible. That's what libraries do, and I'm so excited about that. So your listeners can go to writemichigan.org beginning on January 9th, take a look at the top 10 semifinalists in all four categories, vote for their favorites, and then on March 22nd, we will have the award ceremony and the anthology will be available. People can order that anthology from Schuller Books and have that sent right to their home wherever they live.
WriteMichigan.org is the website. I'm excited. I'm going to go check them out. I adore short stories. Congratulations on keeping and encouraging this art form alive and thriving in Michigan.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. It's an honor to be able to do that.
Heidi Nagel with the Kent District Library. And again, the website is WriteMichigan.org. Thank you so much, Heidi.
Thank you.